Oh, happy Wednesday, family. Great to have your company. Big, big, a big, big show. And for many reasons other than football, how is this? Are you sitting down? Are you not operating heavy equipment? Mm. The one, the only, Alice Cooper, is on the Rush Hour in about 10 minutes' time.
My buddy, Alice.
Rock god, rock legend.
There's
your buddy.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to find out how tight you two are. Of course, Alice does a great segment on Triple M. Fun, crazy facts.
Yeah.
And you ripped something off called Jars' Weird Facts.
Oh, no.
I'm hearing legal team travels with him everywhere he goes.
He's got an entourage of about 30 blokes.
I look forward to him hearing the plagiarism about 10 minutes. Hey, Juice, welcome to you on what has been a massive final feeding frenzy of the trade period today.
G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Louis. Good to be here on a Wednesday. Couldn't the trade period just be 3 days? Get it done? Because that last 15 minutes, about 65,000 deals got done.
22 deals done today.
You don't need 2 weeks.
It was a feeding frenzy. Absolutely shorten it up.
3 days, Louis.
It takes 3 hours, basically.
Oh, three, that'll feeding. Do.
The great news is Bryce Gibbs is coming home. He's and I tell you what, and they pulled out all stops. This is what they did to get Soss over the line. Called in Buble himself to sing it.
Weren't they in a room together?
Yeah, because apparently no one went pear-shaped yesterday, Arvo. They jumped on the blower, said boobs, it was down at Crown.
He was.
Can you come in and just sort of articulate how I'm feeling and what I really want to do? So it was
good
really...
Good pick-up by the Crows. Sweet work.
Yeah.
Can Gibbsy get us a grand final next year? Get it, win us a flag?
I think you got to be...
And Mel Gibson?
You've got to be patient on this one. Yeah, Mel, last of the V8 Interceptors. I don't know. I think the one with Bryce will be how he plays and what he delivers. Okay. I don't think he's the difference between winning and losing a flag.
Yeah.
I think it's where your improvement comes from elsewhere. Mm. The big factor is that McGovern comes back next to you. You got no Smith. And now you got no Charlie Cameron. And I'd just like to stop down right now. Now, a lot of people suggesting, Josh, you said he was staying.
Yes, I did.
I just want to, on behalf of myself, Murph, the Adelaide public, the Triple M family, and probably the greater footballing world.
Yeah, Lou.
And say a big thank you to you. You know why? Because the favourite son's done it again, Murph. Threw himself out there on the line, put himself on the line and sort of went with a story that he knew was probably not factual, but he went with it for his football club. Mm. Put his reputation on the line, didn't care whether it got tarnished, and it will be tarnished, didn't care, complicit in a deal that got pick 20 down to pick 12 for Charlie Cameron.
Well done.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, family.
I tell you, is there nothing that you won't do for that football club?
No, and look, you know, you got to put yourself out there because we can't accept what happened on grand final day. But someone down there is lying to me.
Yeah, and the beauty of this
someone's down there is lying to me.
Haven't quite been able to work the nickname out, whether it's Patsy or Lee Harvey Oswald.
I'll go with Leroy. Yeah, I'll go with Lee.
Well done to you.
Nah, so, well done. Good luck to Charlie.
Let me lock this in for you. 5:10, Bryce Gibbs live talking to us about returning home to the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. Cannot wait for that. Chris Davies, the head of football at Port Adelaide, around about 5:30 to talk about their amazing trade week period where they snaggled three of the biggest names that were up for grabs.
They've had a good week.
As I said, Alice Cooper's just going to wander on in here in a minute and just talk about everything from being a rock god,
and
where it
golfer.
All started, golf, you name it, and about plagiarism. Cannot wait.
Don't do that.
I cannot wait. And
let's go.
What else you got in there? Oh, the trade frenzy. We'll talk you through 22 trades that got done today. All right? Are we set?
I thought we'd have an Alice song. Alice Cooper song.
Well,
what are we playing this for?
We're not in charge of programming. We're just here with all the great ideas.
It's coming
Alice
up.
Cooper.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Don't worry. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis. Triple M.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, at times, the episodes get pretty emotional, like Ricky Ponting talking about his son.
Two lots of 3 weeks at a time in intensive care where you're just not really sure what's going to happen. But he got through the first one fine. And then when he got to 6 months of age, he had another pretty serious infection that we didn't know anything about, the doctors didn't know much about. And, that was the scariest one because he was sort of shut down sedated for about 4 or 5 days at one stage with where he couldn't open his eyes and
I can obviously see the effect it has on you, mate, which is why it's now you've got me upset. That's what happens when you've got young kids, mate.
Fucking deep breathing, get on with it, eh?
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
The Rush Hour, Triple M, Jars and Louis and Bryce Gibbs at 10 past five this afternoon on 104.7 Triple M.
And speaking of Bryce Gibbs, that deal was done. And if you missed it, the Crows, they get Gibbs, pick 77 and a second round in 2018 and a third round in 2018. The Blues get pick 10, 16, 73 and a second round in 2018. All right.
Did we sell the farm?
Bloody complex. I know.
God.
Just keep your eye on the 2018 stuff, the round two and round three. Here is Justin Reid, list manager, talking about the deal.
Look, it's probably more the value of the total deal. So we're really happy with the actual deal itself and where it positions us in the 2018 draft. So now we're really happy with what's come in.
Can you tell us how long this was in the works? It clearly wasn't done overnight.
Look, Soss and I touched base last Friday. So we kind of re-engaged with each other and just have had conversations and dialogue since then. And, you know, the way it's been handled by Stephen Silvani and Brendan Bolton, the current footy club, is of credit to them.
Reedy said this last year, 12 months ago, two round one draft picks was pretty unrealistic and pretty irresponsible list management if you were to entertain that.
Yep.
They changed their tune. And again, keep your eye on the round two and round three 2018 stuff and with the round one pick they got out of Melbourne because next year's draft, according to all good sources, is an absolute out-and-out bumper. All right. Mm-hmm. So there is that. Okay. Here is Gibbsy responding and talking also about the whole process.
Yeah, I did at times thought it's probably more unlikely to happen than happen. And after how it all sort of played out last year, I was pretty wary to put myself up there and put the club up there again and for a deal not to be worked out again. So before I made that decision to ask to be traded back home, I wanted to make sure that it was 95-96% sure that all parties could get a fair and reasonable trade out of it. And
Bryce is live at 5:10 and we'll talk to him all about that whole process.
Four-year deal.
Yeah. My understanding is it's less than that he was on at Carlton.
Yeah.
And obviously coming home for the family, success, the roots, life after footy, all that sort of stuff.
Makes sense.
And, you know, people are going, geez, sold the farm more than last year. But the whole exercise being is you get three picks inside the top 25 in a bumper 2018 draft, all right, as opposed to, and the theory being, and again, I'm sort of just reading between the lines and a bit of what Rue threw out on Twitter, that they reckon a player in the early 20s next year is going to be a better player than, say, a player to pick 16 this year because this year's a little bit skinny at the top
end. Yeah,
that's
what they're saying.
Right. So, look, is it a calculated risk? Probably is. Mm. But are they backing the fact in that maybe Carlton aren't going to have the greatest of years and not really scoop right up the ladder? I reckon absolutely.
It's their premiership window too for the Adelaide Crows. Absolutely. So they're drafting for a premiership. Obviously, that's why they got in young Sam Gibson from North Melbourne, 31-year-old.
Yep.
Tags, bit of grunt, contested footy.
Bigger body.
Yep. Bit of depth player.
And as we touched on pre-show at the top of the show, Charlie Cameron has gone, despite you reassuring all of us yesterday. Well. But well played. We know you're rolling that one. In the end, they went and Brisbane blinked and went from 20 to 12. And
quarter past one, the deal was done.
Here is Reedy talking about that.
I had good dialogue with Brisbane the whole way through, so great result.
Future.
All options and obviously put ourselves...
Moved off and changed.
Had a second week. a great opportunity. Obviously, Sam's been in the system the last 6 years, but his durability, his professionalism, and another opportunity with ourselves. So the character and the training standards that he'll bring to our club, you know, he'll hit the ground running and we're looking forward to him joining the club.
All I know is someone's had too much coffee. Quite simply, that's a corrupted file.
We're talking about
an out and out corrupted file. Sammy Gibson's coming, of course. Charlie Cameron has gone. All right,
right. And that flog that works with us, Port Adelaide's Warren Treadray, on his Twitter family saying that they never played golf.
Yep.
Well, they did. They played golf together. Charlie Cameron and Don Pike played a game of golf on Wednesday at West Lakes. All right. Lock that in.
Lock it in. All right. Well, maybe had he played golf with...
So, Treads.
Had he played golf with Alice Cooper?
That might have
been a different story. Alice, of course, loves his golf. The great man is coming up next. And as luck would have it, we had some great ability here at the trade table this week. We traded out Treads for Alice Cooper. And that great man is coming up next on the Rush Hour. I know. I can't believe it either. Alice Cooper on the Rush Hour, Juice. In town tonight. Sold out at the Thebe, but we've got tickets.
We've got two tickets. 133353. You can't buy these, but you can win them if you call us right now at Triple M 1-3-3-5-3. Alice Cooper in Adelaide for Triple M. Charles and Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis. It's the Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M.
I feel like we're talking to a member of the family, the one and only. Yeah. Get up, get your hands in the air, Rush Hour family.
Come on, family.
For Mr. Alice Cooper.
Welcome. Yeah. Yeah.
Great man.
You know, you guys leave pizza boxes every night in the studio, and the rats are getting tired of pizza.
And getting bigger.
We are loving it. In town, of course, tonight, playing at the Theberton Theatre. Mm. Show is sold out. Chance to win two tickets right now on
our
show. 1-3-3-5-3. Might even let you talk to the great man. That's how we're feeling. Hey, welcome to Australia again. You've been out a lot. You love your golf. You love everything else about it. My question to you is, you kicked off your career when I was born. 69, your first album came out. Yeah. 5 decades. What is your secret?
It's, you know, I play music that is not going to ever go out of style. Rock and roll, guitar rock and roll, guitar rock, Aerosmith, Alice Cooper, that kind of rock and roll is the one rock that will not go out of style. It's gone to grunge, it's gone to punk, it's gone to hip hop, everything like that. But what goes right through the middle of it? You know, good old Rolling Stones type of rock and roll. So. Yeah, hopefully there's young bands right now in garages learning Guns N' Roses, you know, just to keep it going. There's a couple of good bands. I mean, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Killer band.
Brilliant. Awesome.
Killer band. And you guys had a band here that I loved, Jet.
Yes.
Jet was a proper rock and roll band. Yeah.
You've just got your latest album out, Paranormal. How hard is it? Where are the ideas still coming from? You're supposed to be slowing down.
People are the greatest source of songwriting. I tell people all the time, I tell young bands all the time, you know, they're up there going, oh, the environment, oil, I hate this. And I go, right, tell me about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what a rock song is about, your girlfriend. How great is she? How bad is she? Mm. How cool is she? How stupid is she? How wonderful is she? You know, but I don't care about your environment problems. I do, in general, but I don't care your opinion about it. Okay. You know, I mean, young bands, they're so introspective right now. Mm. Everybody is very involved in how they feel. Mm. And I'm going, oh, well, who cares?
Mm. Let it rip.
Just put on a show.
Yeah.
Australian music. Do you love the Australian music, where it's come from?
Yeah, great bands.
You know, we're very big Jimmy Barnes, Cold Chisel type fans. You know?
Jimmy toured with us, we're very good friends with him. You know,
Midnight Oil.
You know who I loved? Midnight Oil. Beds Burning, is that?
That's it, yeah.
Love that record. Mm. I love that record. That's one of the best produced records ever. Ooh. Now, we have no idea what it's about, but it doesn't matter. The record is amazing. And that Jet would do a, you know, Do You Want to Be My Girl? What a great record.
Yeah.
The whole album, though, is great.
Mm. So when you go to do a new album, and some of the names, Brian Johnson, Dave Grohl, Paul McCartney, Alice Cooper's phone, is it just a matter of...
If I had a phone, it would be.
Did you go to your assistant? You go, look, I'm thinking maybe Sir Paul.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I need something, maybe Sir Brian.
Yeah. Well, here's the good thing about the Hollywood vampires is the fact that Johnny Depp playing guitar and Joe Perry. Now, here's Joe Perry, one of the great guitar players in rock and roll, premier guitar player, takes lessons from Johnny Depp. That's how good Johnny is.
Jeez.
Johnny is a killer guitar player.
Is Boo and Pistol floating around anywhere when we're rehearsing?
I'm telling you. No, he's the most straight-ahead guy. No. When you come down to rehearsal, you'll be there a long time because he wants to rehearse it, and he gets it. Amazing guitar player.
That is crazy.
Mate, you love your golf. Yeah. You love your golf.
I've played a few times.
You're playing off what?
4 handicap.
You've just played at the Grange Golf Course today.
That's right. Yeah.
What did we shoot?
2 over.
Yeah.
Two over.
You're about to, you know where you're at the moment. You're in that wonderful state for golfers who are going to shoot their age.
I am. I am going to. Well, my lowest round is 67.
Wow.
And I was, I think I was 65 when I shot 67. So
what
it
is
was
it,
close.
What is it about the golf? Because you've been very good at it and very successful at it. And
I was
you've
a
done
good
it all
baseball
the
player. I was a good baseball player. So I could put the bat on the ball. It didn't matter where it was. Mm. And I figured, well, how hard is this? The ball's not moving. And then I realized, that's the hard part about it. The ball's not moving. I had to find an addiction that wasn't going to kill me because I quit drinking 37 years ago.
Yep.
And when I quit drinking, I had to find some addiction.
To get those
and
hands
golf
working,
is the most addictive sport. Mm. It's the crack of sports.
Yep.
You know,
well
once,
said.
If
well
you hit said. If you hit one or two good shots, you're going to be back tomorrow.
Alice, who's some of your golf buddies you play with?
Well, you know, there's guys out there that play that aren't great. Dweezil Zappa can play.
Yep.
Dweezil's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, when
Do you
you're
play
talking,
with any of the American presidents?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I played with Ford. I gave Bush a good driver, a Callaway driver. It's like when it comes to golf, here's a good story.
Yeah.
I'm at the birthday party, I think Steve Allen's birthday party or somebody, and I'm in the Friars Club, right? All these great comedians, Jack Benny and, you know, George Burns and all these, and me. I got this, I'm all in leather there. And I get this guy, hey, Bob wants to see you.
Oh.
Bob, you know. And I go over there, it's Bob Hope.
Yeah.
And he's talking to President Ford. And this, and you walk in, and I'm all in black leather with makeup on and dripping down.
go.
And there's the President of the United States. Yeah. And Bob says, Bob, I call him Bob.
Yeah.
He says,
as you do.
He says, Alice, I'm hitting the ball to the right. You know, and I said, well, loosen your right hand a little bit and just let your hand, you know, let your hand like flop over a little bit and you'll start turning the ball. And I started realizing, you know, look at the gap. I'm the most hated guy in the room in you know, to the general public. I was Marilyn Manson times 12, and the President of the United States is going, how do I hit it down the middle?
Yeah.
You know, and that shows you right there what golf is. It's the great common denominator.
Yeah. Brilliant. The Wayne's World, We're Not Worthy. Is it? Do you still get it? Does it come and follow you around?
A day, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. about 5 or 6 times a day. Yeah. And in an airport more.
Yeah,
and everybody thinks it's the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
You know? So I've always got to kind of go, from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm a member of the Friars Club. I've been in the Friars. I'm with some of the world's greatest comedians, and you're throwing that at me. Now, you do a great thing. 5 nights a week, you do your show here on Triple M, and we love it. Yeah, little segment called Fun Freaky Facts. The little chubby man next to you right here now is... Is God's gift of football in this country. You're talking about good hands, Alice. He's Uncle Gift. That's what he's known
as.
That's
what I've heard.
But he's a bit short on ideas, he may have ripped off your segment.
Term of endearment.
And I need to play a little bit with you.
Do you know what? That's what I do. I open it up for people like you.
Thanks,
I want you to have that.
Yeah. Thank you, mate. Can I play you just a smidge?
Just
have a listen to the whack from one of the Triple M fans, the listeners, that he gives him, reminding of where it might have come from.
Now it's time for Jarz's Facts.
There are 170 strokes in the average man's shave.
That's cool.
Yep. Do you know rats and horses can't vomit?
That's right.
Let's get to the phones, Juice. Don't want to keep the family waiting.
Oh, there's only one.
How many?
One.
Right.
Braddles of Smithfield. G'day, Brad.
What'd you make of the second edition of Jarz's Weird Facts?
No.
Why?
Because Alice Cooper does it better.
So I just said to him that your legal team will be in touch.
No. It's right. Are you going to have that all you want? In fact, you didn't say fun
kiss
and freaky facts. You should say, here's a jar of facts.
Oh!
Open the jar of facts and pour it out.
I think we've got a new ideas man on the show. All right.
Let me jar your memory.
Yeah, we could sit and talk to you forever and ever, mate. Thank you so much for coming
in.
It's been a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, guys.
Department of Youth. I was, I think, 6 or 7 when that came out. I had an older brother, 9 years older, who was right into it, and it got played over and over.
You were our target audience.
Yeah. There
you go. As long as your parents hated us, we were fine.
That was it, mate. So fantastic to finally meet you. A real pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great, man.
The one and only Alice Cooper. How good.
Brilliant.
On the Rush Hour
good
with
luck
Jarz
tonight.
And Louis. Have a great show tonight.
Brand new Adelaide Crow, Bryce Gibbs, joining Jarz and Louis 5:10 with the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
22 trades were done today,
yeah,
Jarz. In a half a day's work. If you go back to, I think, 2006, the year Acker went from Brisbane to the Western Bulldogs, there was a total of 9 done.
Oh, Louis.
A total of 9, 22. It is in vogue now. Clubs have finally got their heads around it, and we just need to shorten it up by 5 days.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good.
And we will be okay. Some of the bigger stuff that rolled out, obviously, Gibbsy back.
Yeah.
Cameron off to Brisbane for pick 12. Stringer got done, got to Essendon in the end for 20 and 25. Ablett finally got home. Very emotional, Gary Ablett. You see a lot of that floating around tonight. Luke Hodge got to Brisbane. Freo picked up pick 2 for Lockie Weller at the Suns. They ended up paying it. And they also get Nathan Wilson from GWS, the big dashing back flanker Jarz, and Brandon Matera, goal sneak. So Rossi's now got those two plus pick 2 and 5 in this year's draft. done pretty well.
He's starting to rebuild.
And then Carlton, in no particular order, ended up getting Matthew Lobe, did an NBA-style deal and bought the contract, basically, as a backup insurance for their ruckman over there, which really helps out Port Adelaide.
Depth player.
Logan Austin got his wish to get to St Kilda, which is a great move for him because they need key defenders, and he's been stalled back in the queue behind all the boys at Port Adelaide that play down back. And Matty Kennedy, another GWS, the love affair between them and Carlton continues. What I will say this is, though, that Adelaide's feeder club, Carlton, doing wonderful things for them, aren't they? You know, got another one, Gibbsy. I mean, it's a beautiful feeder club. I mean, I don't know how much they pay to roll them out. Is it the same fee as the Sample?
I don't know, Lou. We love Carlton Footy Club.
And I tell you what, North Melbourne, I'm going to...
Now, who's gone
I'm
there?
I'm throwing out a massive accusation here, but I reckon they've tanked the trade period. Oh, they got pick 91 or 92 or something, and a couple of future second and third rounds for next year.
No one wants to go there.
Titus O'Reilly lined them up. With he's got a picture of Brad Scott, and it says, "With just thrill, we managed to get through the trade period with our war chest completely intact."
One, two, three.
They've thrown around so much cash and haven't been able to get anything.
What about your boys?
Swans.
What are they doing? Actually, haven't even heard from them.
We this period we behave like sport brats.
Yeah.
Remember how they barred us after we were so good at it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we said we'll stuff you. All right. We're not involved and we sent a kid out of the seconds to Collingwood. Yeah. That was it. Nothing doing.
Are you building towards next year as well? Because there's so much talent going to be there.
Doing up there. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, but at least it's done now, Lou.
It is done.
The draft's not far away. That's next. A lot of young men are going to be very nervous in the next two or 3 weeks.
Very, very tight. We should put you through the rigors of the testing.
No, don't.
To see where you would come.
Past all that, Lou.
Vertical leap.
Yeah. 20 metre.
No. Repeat sprints.
My little thighs wouldn't get up.
2K. Could you imagine that?
I don't mind the 2K.
But I'd put you in the bib and the lycra as well with the number.
Go. I want to go next door. Alice Cooper's still next door.
Andrew Jarman, Henley Beach. No, sorry, Gazer. What? What are you, the Gazer Watts?
We're the Eagles.
Andrew Jarman of the Gazer Eagles.
Beep.
Lawrence Mooney is joining Roo and Dits for breakfast tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock. And we've got Bryce Gibbs joining us. Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour, 10 past 5 on 104.7 Triple M.
Yep, Gibbsy, the new Crow. Also, Sammy Gibson, if you missed it. Jars, just
Lou.
Running through the picks, Crows... Up until the Charlie Cameron deal, which you have been very much implicitly involved with, and well played for you, just putting it out there, just to get everyone and suggesting he's played golf, everything's all good, he's going nowhere. Mm. I tell you what, there was none of these jousting sticks telling them they're dreaming at the trade table via Brisbane.
Oh, Lou.
Instead of sticking fat on pick 20, they blinked and came with pick 12, which finally gets Crows a first round pick.
Back in the,
So you've got 12, 39, 77, 109.
Yeah.
I know it feels like you've been used, mate, but you know. You've done a wonderful job.
You know I was hot on it yesterday.
You're very much like the French.
Yeah, and that is.
Yeah, Rene, you're an ally. You're sitting there and you're hiding us all underneath and everything else and doing the wonderful jobs and just would take us on once we were able to escape and dodge the
Germans.
It's
a shame losing Charlie, though.
Absolutely. You know,
it's hard to replace. Genuine leg speed that we've lost.
Well, just defensive pressure.
I know, Lou, but at 1:15 today, he was still a Crow.
Certainly was. He was going nowhere.
And he played golf with Pike on Wednesday at West Lakes.
It's an amazing.
And they had a nice little, 3 hours together.
Amazing what a deadline does to people,
doesn't
and teams. And it happens every year, and we see the ones where sometimes they don't lodge it in time jar, and they miss out on
they
it
do,
because
they
get a bit jittery
they
and they
do,
go,
don't they?
You know what it is? Here's the analogy. I finally worked it out.
Mm.
And it's the parents, so it's not. It's when you're buying the gifts for the kids for Christmas, right? Yeah. So Santa's got everything else covered, but your lot. And you're going, have we got enough? Have we got enough for the Santa sack? And you go, and you've been comfortable for weeks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's the 24th of December.
Yeah.
And the shops are about to shut around 5. And it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And there's carnage out there.
And then what you're doing is you're just picturing and laying it, and then you're going,
oh, no.
I don't think we've got enough.
Nah. Someone's going to miss out.
I don't think. That's not enough.
No.
I don't want to be dealing with disappointment on
Anxiety
Christmas
levels
morning.
Are flared up.
So all of a sudden, where's the keys?
Yeah.
Would you start the car IKEA style?
You've got to make a decision.
You've got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You get in there and you buy it.
Can't find a car park.
You go boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, boom,
impulse
boom.
Impulse buy and you don't even know whether they're on the list.
No, and you don't know who they're for at the end.
And then you get them home. Then all of a sudden comes to the wrap that night. You sit down with mother, the wife, the
house, little Shardy.
The wrap is on Shardy, a little bit of strawberry in the champagne. Right, and you're sitting there and you're wrapping on. And then me or dad comes through and goes,
yep.
Jesus, yeah. Christ. How many prisons have you got? That was the panic purchase.
And then on the day itself.
Well, there's way too many.
Someone's missed out.
Because, no, Santa's delivered large, right? Then all of a sudden there's another pile and they go, who's that for? Oh, that's what we gave them.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. It's the panic buy.
That's exactly right.
You think you've got enough, then you don't think you've got enough. So you're trading for Sam Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, 31 years old.
You're offloading loads of salary. Carlton, what are you you're buying salary. You're buying stocks. Frio, we'll take it. Pick two for Weller.
Great to have your company, Adelaide 2G. What a big second hour to come. Chris Davies is the head of footy at Port Adelaide to talk about their bumper trade period. Been able to get three big names in, move a few people on, but really well done by Port Adelaide. And, of course, up very, very soon, Bryce Gibbs. They got him finally. Yeah. Took some doing, Jars. Was it a good deal? Are you happy?
Oh, look, end of the day, I think they paid overs compared to last year where they were giving unders. So I'm a bit confused about that. But end of the day, the Crows are here to win a premiership. So that's why they've got the 28-year-old superstar in the club.
Yep. And fair call. And I think patience required because of what happens with next year's draft and what those kids do.
Well, that's what,
in it for the long game. Yep, short game with Gibbsy, long game with the
correct.
Rest of it.
And the short game is to win the flag next year.
And that's why, surprised that they jumped in the end with Charlie Cameron.
Oh,
well, 20 was on offer all the way through. Then 12 finally came late and they went with it. I suppose going with the fact that Charlie doesn't really want to be there and you don't want to have another emotional roller coaster where you don't get the best out of him.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's a massive loss. In terms
I do too. Him and Lever. Mm. Yeah, there's two outstanding
and
young
talents. And Brody Smith gone.
And the Broster gone. So Gibbsy will probably play that role, I would imagine.
All right. Well, we'll find out soon. See what he's been told.
Yeah.
Because he's joining us very, very shortly. But right now, I don't care how big a name you are.
Lou.
I don't care how many picks you've been traded for in first round. Mm. Nobody gets in the way of the quiz with no name.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, we did a deal with Automasters for $1,000 to mention their name. When we're going to stick by our deal. Jars, no last minute flips here.
No.
At the Rush Hour. Absolutely not. In fact, we'll call ourselves the Automasters Rush Hour if you like, if you throw it around.
Got early picks from them too, Luke.
Oh, didn't we ever?
Yeah.
Three first rounders. Full up. Righto, who's playing today?
We're going to go to Aberfoyle Park and say hello to Harley. G'day, Harley. Welcome to the quiz with no name.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good.
Harley.
Who's your team?
The Adelaide Crows.
Oh, right. Overs or unders? Are you happy with the Gibbs deal?
No, I'm very, very happy. Very happy. It'll be a good selection for the team.
Charlie Cameron leaving?
Yeah, that's sad. We got good. Pick 12, good deal for that, I reckon.
Mm, Jake Lever, good riddance.
For now.
10 questions, actually 9 really when you're counting the Automasters lifeline. I reckon, Harles, the big fella's up and about on cloud 9, Alice Cooper, so maybe asking for another one.
Well, it was my 40th birthday yesterday, so I'm hoping it's a bit of an omen to see some good food. There we go.
Hey, Harley, I'll give you another one, mate.
Oh, another one.
Yeah. Yep. You got two.
Oh, you legend.
There you go. Happy 40th, too, Harles. Well
good
done.
Good boy. Good boy.
Thank you.
Righto, mate. 60 seconds as a result. We just tighten things up ever so slightly, including the thing at the bottom of Murph's pants. Gets a little tighter when we give two away. Good luck, mate. I'll hand you over to Juice. Let's see how we go.
All right.
Which AFL team is Brycey Gibbs playing for next year there, Harley boy?
Right.
Which AFL team is Logan Austin playing for next year?
Thank you, Order.
Which company sponsors the domestic one-day cricket tournament?
Pass.
Which AFL team is North Melbourne player Sam Gibson playing for next year?
Crows.
How old is Australian cricketer Peter Hanscom?
Oh. Pass.
What sport does Daniel Adlong play?
Automasters.
Okay, which city is this week's V8 supercar race being held in?
Melbourne.
Which AFL team is Matty Lobe playing for next year?
Carlton.
Okay, is the Crows' new AFLW player, Jasmine Hewitt, related to Leighton Hewitt?
Yes.
Who won the Women's Health Sports Woman of the Year award this year? You got Automasters?
Automasters.
Oh, God, Lou.
Jesus.
Harley.
Tell you what, Tried to give him a belated 40th birthday gift, we did, Harles. Oh, the strategy.
Couple
of passes.
I went too slow. I needed to go quicker.
I mean, you're a bit one pace, run down from behind.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
$60, Harles.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
Is it right, Jas?
$60, Lulu.
Tell you what, you're nothing like that count. Righto, let's roll through it. Passed on question 25. Three. JLT, bit like the AFL preseason comp now, sponsor the domestic one day cricket. Peter Hanscom is 26. That was tough.
Yes,
that was tough.
Ooh, I was gonna go
stupid question.
Daniel Adlung or Adlung plays soccer for Adelaide United. That but was your first year auto masters. Serena. All right. Now, which city is the V8s on? It's the Gold Coast 600, not Melbourne.
That was a guess.
That's all right. And you said yes. Jasmine Hewitt is related to Leighton Hewitt. No, one's got an E and then TT, and one's got an ITT.
TT.
And Leighton's sister's name was?
Jaslyn.
Yeah, Jaslyn. Well done, Murph. And Auto Masters, who won the Women's Health Sportswoman of the Year? Well, thoroughly deserved by the superstar of the Matildas, Sam Kerr.
Well said.
Auto Masters there. $60, Harles.
That's all right.
Well
played.
Well done, mate. Thanks for your informed opinion, and I hope you had a great 40th.
I have, mate. Down at my golf course on the weekend.
So oh, lovely. Very nice, mate. All right, well, enjoy. And, it's Adelaide.
It's intimidating playing there.
It's Adelaide, so we'll probably see you around.
Right.
Well played. It is intimidating.
It is. I'm telling you, he sounded confident.
No, but there was too much of this.
You can't play like that.
Pass.
And I gave him an extra in Auto Masters.
Yeah. So which company sponsors the domestic one-day cricket tournament? If it doesn't come to you, pass that bad boy off.
Just go bang.
I'm going to give you another analogy.
No, here we go. Right.
And you're the king of it. Okay. All right? Mm. Opening 5 minutes of a grand final.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Don't look. Don't mess. Don't try and stand up with a footy. Get it and give it.
Yeah, bang.
Gone.
Just gone.
Get it, give it.
Before you know it, you've had five or six touches.
All of a sudden, then you're feeling the tempo.
And I'm normally up to about 15 by quarter time.
All of a sudden, you'll know someone will come stand next to you. Yeah. You know you're hot.
I'll run with it.
Not like this. This is the same with the quiz. Early on, it's either get it out.
Get it in,
or pass it.
If you hesitate, you're gone.
Yeah, this blowing up.
I tell
up,
my kids that. Don't hesitate in
you're
life.
You're blowing up the time clock.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
By half time, I'm around 25, 26.
And you know what happens then?
Being tagged.
We don't want to turn it over in a dangerous spot on the ground. Because when we get scored against like that, Juice,
guess what happens?
The hell can we win?
Well, this next bloke doesn't turn it over.
Tell you what, he better not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, and I've got a couple of curly ones for him. Like number and like...
And haircut.
Man bun. The one and only Bryce Gibbs, brand new recruit of the Adelaide Football Club, is joining us next.
Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call 1300 Automasters. They give you the quiz with no name every day, Monday to Friday, just after 5 with the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Exciting times. Massive, frenetic end to the trade period today. But they finally got the man, the Adelaide Crows, and that man is Bryce Gibbs, and he's on the line right now. Gibbsy, welcome to the Rush Hour and congratulations.
Thank you, boys. Very excited.
G'day, champ. Welcome to the Adelaide Footy Club. This is a little present from me, being an old dog. Go, Shawnee. Listen to this, mate. Here we go, Gibbsy. We'll start getting the words ready. You ready? Here we go, champ. Right. September, here we come. That'll be
Shawnee. Probably enough, man.
He stuffed it up.
Gibbsy, I think the question on everyone's lips, especially Jars, is are you going to roll with the man bun in Adelaide?
Yes, I have been this question a couple of times already, actually. Look, I'm not sure. My new club, new year, might be time for a new look. So we'll see how we go.
Jars, at some point, mate, you'll get a personal phone call. Mm. He'll ask for you to be in the Jarman Top Gun Academy.
All right, mate.
It involves being invited over for roast dinners, but actually the event never happening, mate. So just be aware of that, all right?
Hey, mate.
No drama.
Are you, obviously, 12 months ago, it went pear-shaped, and then you knuckled down and had a wonderful season for the Carlton Footy Club. And then when did the talks re-emerge to maybe coming back to Adelaide? And then the deal was done last night or this morning.
Yeah, look, it all happened pretty quickly, actually. And, you know, a week or so ago, I thought it was going to probably be more unlikely to happen than happen. And for me to nominate a trade back home again, I needed to be sure that both parties were going to be happy with the deal. And as sort of momentum gathered,
it started to become more real again and a realistic opportunity again. And it wasn't until that I knew it could be pretty close and just needed a few little things to be tweaked to get the deal done, was that's when I put my hand up to seek a trade back. Yeah. And as I said, it only a couple of days ago I thought that it probably wouldn't have happened and sort of didn't try to get too far ahead of myself up until that point.
Bryce, as luck would have it, you're returning home and your beautiful sister works with us, Cal, and she needs a little bit of straightening out. We've been able to bring her into studio right now for you to have a chat with her. I feel like Mike Munro and This Is Your Life. Bryce Gibbs, here's your sister, Cal.
Oh, Bryce, brother bear, how are you?
How are you, sis? How are you feeling? How's your day been?
Yeah, it's been big. It's been big, probably not as big as yours, but yeah, it's a bit of a shock. We're all in shock yesterday, as you know, but first time I've actually heard your voice, so welcome home.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to the babysitter on Express Dial. Yeah, I know you'll pick up straight away and you have Charlie whenever we need, so I'm looking forward to that.
Need to talk to you about that, Bryce. Kel said for me she doesn't want to negotiate on her behalf, but it'll be 220 an hour.
And two early picks.
220 an hour, that's cheap. I'll take that from there. I'm expecting a lot more.
You're welcome.
All right, now for a couple of hard-hitting questions. Yeah, go Kel.
Well, we're all wondering what number you're going to take, because I've got the list of what's available. We've got 5, so you could have Juddy's old number. 6, who was number 6?
Jake Lever here.
Jake Lever.
Yeah, we've got 10, 23, and the big Roo Dog, 32.
Oh, I'll tell you what, spoiled for choice. I haven't thought about it too much. I'm not too sure if anyone's changed numbers over the last couple of weeks, but growing up watching Godra, as people like to call him, that's something I might be eyeing off. But I'll have to check with the right people before anything gets locked in.
I've told Gibbo to leave it alone, though. I said, wait till Bryce is picked, and then you can just come in for whatever you like.
Hey, Gibbsy, have you had a chat to the senior coach, Donny Pike?
I have. I've had contact from a lot of people at the Adelaide Footy Club today. He's off interstate, I think, at the moment. So it was just a quick chat, but just a welcome to the Footy Club and looking forward to working with you over the next 4 years.
Beautiful.
Gibbsy, is it easier, and I would assume it's not easy, whatever stage of career you're at, to leave a footy club that you love, but is it easier in the fact, the knowledge that you've given great service and you've been there for a long time and hopefully repaid the debt when they picked you up back, you know, about 9 years ago? We've seen the backlash that went with Jake Lever, but such good messages today on Twitter for you from a lot of Carlton people saying, mate, we loved you dearly. Thanks for the effort and good luck.
Yeah, it's actually been one of the hardest things I've had to do. And I probably didn't realise that until it's actually a reality. There's been a lot of speculation over the last couple of years. And like I said, I've tried not to get too ahead of myself and predict what's going to happen in the future. But I'm usually really good with my emotions. And I don't know if it's just a bit of old age. A couple of times it's really got to me. And it just makes me aware again how much I love Carlton and how grateful I am for them to give me the opportunity they have over the last 11 years. And like I've played 200 games, I'm a life member, and some of the friendships and some of the opportunities they've given me over that time, I'll be forever in debt. So, and with 2 years to go on a contract and a bloke wanting to seek a trade back home, that's an awkward position to be in as well. But they listened to what I had to say and respected that and were able to find a way to get me back to the Crows. And again, that's something that I'll be forever grateful for.
Well, your beautiful wife must be happy. And Kel said to me off air, she goes, geez, he even turned the two into a 4-year deal, so he's done very well.
Yeah, well, I've got 4 years to put up with me a bit, so it's good. It's been a great result for everyone, I think.
Gibbsy, congratulations, mate. Like you said, one of the toughest things you've had to do. It is done now. Look forward to you and your family getting back to town. Charles and I have already been invited by Kel around to the family barbecue, so we look forward to having a beer with you, mate, and welcome you home.
Well done, champ.
Thanks, Crew. Looking forward to it.
Outstanding. Bryce Gibbs, there you go. The brand newest Adelaide Crow. You're right, Gibbsy?
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Redbacks 4-for-3-13. Tommy Cooper, our boy.
Yeah, what's he on?
Half century off 22 balls. Jeez. Equal Jakey Lehman for the third fastest domestic 50 that he made last week.
They're playing
week.
Attacking cricket. Jeez. Which is great.
I think he might have made 59. What a cameo. Mm. Oh, outstanding. 4-for-3-1-3 2 minutes ago.
They can win this one day, Cup.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All right, phones, Juice. Finding out how everybody feels about the trade period. Right. Port Adelaide, obviously a revolving door out there at times. And Adelaide, in the end, giving up a lot to get Gibbs and sending Cameron out at the death.
Yeah. Let's go to Desi of Hawthorn Dean. G'day, Des.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, Desi. How are you feeling about it all?
I'm not very happy, not very happy at all. I think we've been ripped off. Gibbs is a great player, don't get me wrong, but they said he was slow, and we don't need slow, we need fast in the middle, and if he's going to play in the middle, we're up the creek without a paddle.
All right, and what about Charlie Cameron?
Charlie Cameron, he was the speed that we had through the middle, and look, I'm great, he's happy for him to go there, but we should have kept him for the extra year. We got rid of Mitch Grigg, because he was too slow in the middle. We kept Scotty Thompson, great servant of the club, but he was old.
Yep.
And Mitchie won the McGarry medal, but got told too slow. And now we've got slow back. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And Gibson's not quick either, Sammy Gibson.
No, he's just a tagger.
Thank you, Desi.
Prize for that.
Absolutely. Des, you want to go along and check out the 36ers?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Adelaide 36ers, Sydney Kings. Saturday night is going to be a Titanium Clash at Titanium Security Arena. Saturday, tickets available at ticketmaster.com.au.
Oh, nice Jake start. Of South Brighton. G'day, Jake.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Jake, Port Adelaide, you're happy with their work with Rockcliffe, Motlop and Watts and a few picks?
Oh, they got all three. They've got to be contenders now, right?
Well, as we said, but little perspective. But if they all play to their best ability, they should improve their side. Absolutely, mate.
I was very impressed with them. 3 from 3. I wasn't complaining.
Mm. Got rid of some deadwood.
That goes for too long. That's the problem.
Oh,
2 weeks.
It? Yep. Fair call, mate. Good call, Cara. Right.
Today was the only interesting day so far.
Yep. Well said, Jakey boy.
Good
Thank you.
Get ready for next year. Sammy Shawnee of Parafield Gardens. G'day, Shawnee, the North Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. Rue said about 3 months ago that they have to spend 97% of the salary cap.
Hmm.
And North Melbourne have $7 million left over or whatever it is.
That a war chest.
What happens?
I'm going to tell you now, and it's something that is going to make you fall over. All right? A gentleman by the name of Ben Cunnington is on, no, this is speculation, he's on over $800,000 a year.
Ben Cunnington?
Yep. Solid
the little
midfielder,
stocky midfielder.
Yeah, inside grunt player, good player, very good player.
Absolutely.
But that is how they are paying close to the 97 they're required to, Shawnee.
He's on, that's 1 year contract.
That's a yearly wage.
A yearly per year.
And I would assume Goldstein's on more than that.
Yeah.
And anyone else that's shown a lick of form in the last couple of years is probably on plenty as well.
Anyone that can hit a target.
But I think we'd all be very surprised if they were to become public what some guys are on because of some footy clubs, like you said, you got to pay X amount.
You got to get that money out there.
Good question,
good on you, Sean. Price
Thank
for
you.
Sean, please.
Yeah, tickets to Barnsley. Barnsley's got an amazing show coming up. It's called Working Class Man, an evening of stories and songs. Sunday, the 22nd of April, Thebe Theatre. Tickets go on sale this Monday from jimmybarnes.com.
He needs a South Australian icon.
I'll tell you what, don't sell the kangaroo short either. They bought him pick 93 and a couple of futures next year and the following year. The next 2 years are round 2 and around 3. They've been awfully busy.
Now, have we got the intro for this?
No, we haven't. Today's just a special
Joshy
treat.
Joshy of Cherry Gardens. G'day, Joshy.
Hey, boys. How are you? It's been a long time. So maybe a little bit more than 30 seconds would be fair. But, mate, they've
Don't
done
ruin
so well.
It, Joshy. Just breathe, mate. Let's go. Let's hear your thoughts.
Okay. They've done so well. Like, they've got everything they wanted. They didn't have to give away too much if you accept that Charlie Cameron had to go, and it probably wasn't worth keeping him because he goes to the end of his deal. They don't get much for him. So they've played hardball, and thanks to Jarz's efforts yesterday, or should I say Red from Angry Birds, you know, they got the 12 instead of the 20. So, you know, they got the lower draft pick, so they're back in the first round this year. And they've got the, you know, the low pick or the lowish pick that they got for Harrison Wigg as well, their hairpiece. So sad to see my boy go because I did like that nickname, but he's got to go, and it's about getting what you need when you need it, and they did it. And they managed to use first-round draft picks only this year when they had spares. Last year they didn't, so the whole idea that, you know, it's more than it was last year is ridiculous. We used them when we got them this year, and we managed to keep those second round for next year, which, as you guys rightly pointed out, is the key. So we got extra picks for next year as well. So it's all there. And the first caller did say about speed, so I just wanted to quickly say about that. You can get away with being slower with leg speed if you're fast with your mind and your elite kicking skills, and that's where Mitch Greig is, not Bryce Gibbs.
Tell you what, there it is, Grasshopper from Cherry Gardens.
Jeez. And right throwing a couple little funny lines.
It's good. I mean, the Red from Angry Birds, if you missed that. Jar's little family shot on Facebook across the weekend. WGT, Warren Gary Treadred, picked up on it. And the eyebrows had been done.
No, they haven't.
A treat.
Don't.
By
I'm not BT. I'm not the bristle.
A la Jack Nicholson.
They were, weren't they?
Do you know where BT is at the moment?
No. Where is the big bristle?
At a six-star resort in WA. At I think it's El Dorado, the really and there's a picture
six
of him.
Star.
He's done his first selfie, and he's there. And there's a picture of him waiting in a watering hole, with his sonnies on. The bristle.
Where was Mrs. Bristle?
Not to be seen. I hope she's there because she deserves a holiday. Briss.
All right.
Now they're living at large.
When are we going there?
I know. Can't believe he didn't give an invite. So come up and say good day. He took a photo of him with he and Ernie Dingo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. He's flying, Bristle. Absolutely flying. We've made him. Oh, Chris Davies coming up very soon, Port Adelaide fans, to talk about your bumper trade period. Righto, Jars and family, time to check in with Port Adelaide. Landed some big fish. Yeah. Some very, very big fish. And offloaded a few guys to give them greater opportunity. The man that knows all about it more than us is the boss of footy at Port Adelaide, Chris Davies. Chris, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How are you guys?
We're great. You've been able to land some big fish, some key people, and at the same time, probably give some guys who have been good servants of your footy club a chance to go elsewhere and make the grade.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's a stressful couple of weeks, but pleased that we're able to do the work that we have been able to do, bringing in, you know, three guys that, you know, certainly have, you know, significant potential to make us better, and at the same time, finding new homes for guys who had asked for it, either by way of free agency or also looking for more opportunities. So to lose, obviously, Jackson Trengove, Jarman Impey, Matthew Lobe, Brennan Archie, Aaron Young and Logan Austin is disappointing, but at the same time, you know, we think we're in a better position now than what we were at the start of the trade period, which is a good outcome.
Out of your big three, Tommy Rockcliffe, Stevie Motlop, Jack Watts, what was your hardest one? Because was the Watts the one that sort of came up on the fly more than the other two, or was Motts in that sort of basket as well?
Yeah, I think probably all of them had their different challenges. Obviously, Tom Rockcliffe had the opportunity to go to Carlton. You know, Jack Watts is in a position where, you know, Melbourne were saying that he should look at his opportunities elsewhere, and, you know, probably initially that stunned him a little bit, and he may not have wanted to have left Melbourne in the first instance, but we're pleased to be able to, you know, talk him around. And then Stevie Motlop obviously had, you know, some other clubs who were looking at him as well. So, look, you're never really sure until the deal's actually done.
Perception's a funny word in footy, Chris. And 12 months ago, if I had a rattle off the Port Adelaide Football Club name, no one would have gone with Destination Club. But by landing these three guys, it really sets your club up for future drafts to say, well, hang on a minute, this is a place that some key talent are identifying as a place to be. So that's a massive win for your football club in that sense.
Yeah, look, I think it is. And as you said, yeah, Louis, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have probably positioned Port Adelaide as that. Yeah, we've certainly gone into the last two or three trade periods and got the players that we're after. Obviously, when you think about Dixon and Ryder.
Yep.
But to get those three all at one hit, you know, is a great thing. And I should have mentioned before, obviously, not only getting those three guys in, but we've also, you know, improved our position for the next
you know, trade and draft period as well with, you know, extra picks for next year. We've got St Kilda's second round pick as well as our own, and we've also got North Melbourne's third round pick. So, you know, we think we've positioned ourselves pretty well.
Well done, Christopher. Just the development coaching position, when will that be filled up? And obviously, when do the boys start pre-season? Because that won't be far away.
Yeah, look, November 20th and 27th is when our pre-season starts.
God.
So the young guys come back on the 20th and the older guys on the 27th. Look, we'll work through over the next couple of weeks what our coaching panel looks like. As you know, our assistant coaching group is pretty settled.
Yep.
We've got a development coaching role available, but that's something that we'll work through over the next two or three weeks. And as much as that, we've got to also look at our list now and make some final delistings and potentially look into the delisted free agent market as well.
Chris. Probably a question without notice. Can you shed some light? Is next year's draft as good as everybody is suggesting, which is being a lot of reasons touted out for why so many future picks were traded this year that next year is the bumper one?
Look,
or is that just speculative?
No, I can't profess to having an intimate knowledge of next year's draft. I obviously don't spend as much time as our recruiting team do, going to drafts. And I reckon recruiters have a preconception to say that next year's draft is always going to be better than this year's anyway, don't they? Yeah. But look, I think fair to say that our guys think that there's probably some greater depth in the 2018 draft than what there is now, and that's led to part of our decision making. I'm sure it's led to other clubs' decision making as well, and I guess only time will tell, won't it? But we're pleased to have greater options in the 2018 draft than what we've got in this one.
Well, mate, you head into the off-season, the pre-season, full of running. A great work during that week after a heartbreaking finish to the season. I'll tell you what, here's my last idea for you. Get the count from Sesame Street on draft night to go pick one.
Two, I think that's Ken Wood's job, isn't it?
Kenny or Gil, I don't know who it is, but just outsource it to the count. Well done.
It's going to be someone's, isn't it?
Mate, you go and have a well-deserved break. You and Cripper and everyone else involved in what has been a fantastic period. Great work.
Thank you.
There is Footy Boss of Port Adelaide, Chris Davies on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Well, that's a wrap, Juice. Well played. Done, mate. What a great show. What a mixed bag today. Of course, trade frenzy, wrapping up the trade period. Bryce Gibbs finally getting to Adelaide. Charlie Cameron off to Brisbane. Josh Shackey got to the Western Bulldogs. Ablett got home.
Yep.
Hodgie got to Brisbane and so on. And just, it'll be everywhere. It's too many to go through. Yep.
Rock Royalty.
Absolutely. Oh. Rock royalty.
Alice Cooper,
of course, rocking out at the Theberton Theatre tonight. Can't get a ticket. Sold You'll have out. To sneak your way in through
what
the back.
What a lovely,
to get that
lovely
one.
Bloke he is.
What an amazing man.
Genuine, wasn't he?
Amazing man. 69 years of age. God. And still going as hard as ever, except off the pitch.
Inspirational.
Plays
he loves it. Off four. Played at the Grange Golf Course
Shot
today.
Shot two over. Today.
Oh, Lou.
Just flicked around.
What are we doing, mate?
I tell you what. Well done. Good work, Crows. And I just dipped Melinda Triggy and Carlton as the feeder club for the Adelaide Crows
once again.
She's developing some fine talent over there for the Adelaide lovely boys.
You mentioned Dave Reynolds will join us tomorrow. Joey Wright from the Adelaide 36ers, Lulu. And he gave his boys a rip too at training.
Yeah, good.
Gave him a rip,
Lou. Good.
And our boy Treads.
Gonna give
our
him,
boy Treads.
Are you going to give him a rip about the golf?
Yes, I will be, because he owes the Twitter family an apology.
He's been saying that there was no golf story, that we all got played.
Yeah, Pikey
played.
And Charlie Cameron played on Wednesday.
We got played
at the West Lakes Golf Course.
Played us like a guitar.
Hey, Lou, have a good night, mate.
We're done. Yep, absolutely.
Shawnee.
Thanks,
good
mate.
Luck.
Cheers.
Good luck. And lovely jacket too, mate.
Thanks.
Nice. We should get Rock Royalty in a bit more often.
He is so nice.
He's a lot nicer, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
And he's not so self-centered.
And he's focused as well. There's no fatigue.
Hilary Swanky. She's in town.
Is she?
Yeah.
And the relatability would be...
She's an actress.
Yeah. And would you give her
a boxer.
And a prize? Yeah, in a movie. At least get to the point. The Clint Eastwood movie, which is them. You can ask the Clint Eastwood questions. Yeah, I know where you're coming from. Oh, I thought you could say at least we could ask her whether Harvey Weinstein put it on.
See you guys.